Men jumped him so fast, he never got a chance to yell. Smeds almost jumped in. He half rose, half drew his knife. Then he realized that the most he could hope to do was get himself killed by the other two after he got the first one he reached. What the hell was he going to do? He was going to follow them. See where they took Timmy, then get Fish and listen to Fish tell him he didn't have ball one. For sure, too late to do anything here now. He had to follow them. He had no idea who they were, but a strong suspicion as to what. Bully boys, for a freelance spike hunter, who had decided to interview citizens who were short a hand. Following was less trouble than he'd expected. Timmy fought them all the way. That kept them from devoting much attention to their surroundings. And they did not go that far. Just a quarter mile into an area of fire-gutted buildings, condemned, but not yet demolished. So bad, the squatters had not moved in. They took Timmy inside one of those. Smet stood in a shadow and looked at it and wondered what he was going to do and kept hearing Fish say they were fighting for their lives now. He'd never been much of a fighter. He'd always walked away when he could. When he could not, he'd always gotten whipped. He hadn't had the desire or meanness or whatever, even when he'd had no choice. Which got him to remembering all the bullies who had taunted and slapped and shoved him around and puzzling the eternal why did they do it when he'd never done a thing to them. The old anger bubbled up along with the nerve-tingling vengeance fantasies, the miasma of bitter hatred. One of the men came back out of the building, urinated into the street, backed off, and just leaned against the wall. He didn't act like he was doing anything but just hanging out. He wasn't alert enough to be a sentinel. Smed staggered forward without the slightest damned idea what he was doing. Besides shaking so bad his toenails rattled. He stumbled, went down on one knee onto a broken brick, could not silence a whining curse, and in the shock of pain suffered an inspiration. He came up, limping, stumbling, muttering to himself. He headed straight for the man, sort of singing, "Once there was a farmer's daughter, couldn't behave like a maid in order." The thug was alert now, but he did not move. Smeds did a pratfall, giggled, got into his hands and knees, pretended about with attempted upchucking, then got his feet under him and headed out. Straight into the wall, about 10 feet from the man watching him. He backed off, muttering, looked at the wall like he couldn't understand where it had come from. Then he put one hand against it for support and started stumbling toward the thug. At a distance of 4 feet, he pretended to take first notice of the man, who was watching more with amused contempt than with suspicion. Smeds made a little gleep, he hoped sounded startled and frightened, and silently thanked whatever gods there might be that he hadn't been recognized. Now, if the guy just stayed